Armor up. It's what God laid on me. Armor up. As you find your places, Ephesians 6, starting in verse 10. Y'all know what that is? Armor. Armor. Every day I get ready to go to work. As I get ready to leave the house, I have my routine. When I get up, I put my boots on, I put my belt on. And the last thing I grab and I put on is my armor. Not this one, because this sucker's heavy. But you may ask me, why do I have two sets of armor standing up here? We'll get into it. But the whole time I've been thinking, God just keeps saying, armor up. And then he laid this passage of scripture in Ephesians chapter 6 on me. If you will, please stand as we reverence the reading of God's word tonight. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Verse 19 says, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Let us pray. God, as I stand here tonight, God, Father, to proclaim your word, Father God, I pray you just sit me down and stand you up. God, I pray right now, Father, as I speak, Father, you hide me behind the cross. They hear my they don't hear my voice, but they hear yours, God. Father God, I pray they don't see me standing up here, God, but they see you high and lifted up. Father God, and I thank you for the examples you allowed me to use, Father. Father, and I just pray it touches somebody in here tonight, God. Father, we love you and we thank you, Father, for the soul that's in here lost, dying, and going to hell tonight. God, we pray that you just reach down and convict their heart tonight, Father, that they have to come forth, God. Father, I just pray right now, Father, that you just bless this word, Father, because it's holy. Father, I ain't worthy to stand here and preach it, but God, you called me. God, and I thank you for that. Father, I love you. Be with us in this service. Keep us safe in Jesus' name. I ask and do pray, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. Folks, as we dig in this word, and I got to reading, and God just kept saying, armor up. I got a question for you, and I don't have no notes, because God didn't give me no notes. I sat there in a pew as he bugged me about it and bugged me about it, and it kept on going. He just kept on wearing me out with it, so I didn't have to write no note when he wrote it in my heart. So we're just going to go with what he gave me. So if I had a question for you tonight, are you ready if tomorrow comes? Are you ready if tomorrow comes? Are you ready for what the week holds? Are you armored up? Are you ready for what you're going to face tomorrow if it comes? We can take, for example, we can take the news and we can turn it on and we can see what's happening in the world today. Folks, if God ain't close to coming back, he's here. We might as well just be looking toward the eastern sky and just waiting for it to bust wide open. But are you armored up? Are you prepared for the eastern skies to split open? Are you prepared for tomorrow? Are you prepared for today? As God says, armor up. I'm fixing to tell you something about armor. And you can Google it, so it ain't nothing like I'm going to tell a criminal or anybody else that attacks law enforcement. So in this armor here, I don't wear it all the time because it's steel plates. Let me get this thing out. So this piece of armor here, I don't wear it unless something serious is going on. Let me put it that way. This is a level 3 rating. And you say, what does that mean? Well, this can stop up to a certain caliber round. This piece of armor can stop a certain piece of caliber round. It can take so much impact, it can take so much damage. They make up to, I believe it's a level 5, level 6, I mean, they may go higher than that. But this piece of armor, I only wear it when stuff gets real. In my 2 years of law enforcement, I've only had to put this on one time. Thank God. Thank God. So I don't wear this one every day. I don't know what that thing weighs, but it's pretty heavy. I don't wear it every day. But what I'm getting to is I got 3 types of armor. You only see 2. I got the other one right here. I've only got 2 that you see, but because my Bible's laying on the desk up here. And I know the word says it's the sword, but I get my armor out of there too. I get my armor out of that prayer that I pray. I get my armor from the cross. So you only see 2 man-made pieces of armor up here, but we got the one where Jesus made. So each and every day, I get ready to go to work. I put this one on. This is my everyday carry. This one's light. Lighter than that. And you say, what's in there? Kevlar. What does it stop? It only stops pistol rounds. It only stopped pistol rounds. You say, well, why would you not wear the one that can stop the most if you was wanting to save your life? Because not every day do we ever see somebody jump out of a vehicle with a high-powered rifle. So I wear the one that suits me the most. Well, I also put armor on when nobody else really does. So let's take, for instance, if you go around and you talk to most officers and you see them walking around, some of them may not even have a lick of armor on, so they just go out. But if God gave you something in life, let me stay up here. If God gave you something in life, if God prepared you and gave you things in life to go out each and every day to do your job or to do His work, why not use it to your fullest ability? Why not use it to your fullest ability? I put my armor on because it was given to me. And God gave me enough sense to put it on. I put my armor on because it was given to me. I'm not going to walk out here and forget my gun and my handcuffs and my taser and my spray and everything else. I'm not going to just walk off and leave it and drive around. No, I'm going to carry it. I'm going to use it. Folks, God gave us the Holy Word. He gave us the Word of God to open it up, to use it. He gave us armor. He gave us a sword to pierce hearts. He gave us something to get through to people in times of struggle, in times of grief, in times of happiness. This ain't only a Bible when we get down and we get out and we find ourselves in a rock and a hard place. No, He gave it to us when we're on the mountain as well. Verse 11 says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Put on the whole armor of God. Folks, He didn't say just put on half of it. He didn't say put on half of it to go out and face Satan. We don't get no helmets. So I put on what I was given. I put on all my armor that I'm given. I put on everything that I'm supposed to use. That I'm given to do my job. God gave it to you. God gave it to you. Verse 11, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Folks, He didn't promise us an easy life. He told us what we're going to wrestle. He told us what we're going to fight, we're going to face. If it was going to be easy, He wouldn't need to be here. If it was going to be easy, why would He be God? Why would we have to call up on Him? Verse 13 says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Folks, when I put on my armor, when I put on not only my physical armor, but when I put on the armor of God, when I put on my spiritual armor, I'm ready. I'm ready to face whatever the day holds. Take a physical side. When I got that armor on, I'm ready to walk up to any vehicle, any house door, anything that goes on in Sullivan, Alabama. I'm ready. I'm ready to face it. I'm ready to face it. I'm ready to take whatever comes my way. I'm ready to walk in and do my job boldly. I don't want to go in and be scared and hunker down and finding something to hide behind. No, I've got a calling on my life, just like you. God's put a calling on your life. He's put a calling on each and every one of our lives, and it every day it provides armor. It's got to have armor. If not, Satan's going to tear us up. If not, he's going to get in somewhere that he can wiggle his way in, and he's got your armor broke. Verse 14 says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. When I put this on, it sits right here. What's that covering? It's covering the breastplate. It's covering the main important things. I wonder if somebody who created armor read the Word of God. Where was it supposed to go? They created it to put it where it protects the most valuable part. You say, what about your head? Well, good luck. Good shot. Good shot. Because they sure don't teach us to shoot you at the head. They teach us to aim center mass. Because not everybody walks around with armor. So what are we trying to take out? We're trying to hit the main part. So folks, it's designed to protect what's important. But see, God went a little bit further. God had it a little bit further. Having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. He said your feet being shod with peace. He said your loins girt about with truth. If we're going to spread God's word, we've got to be truthful. We've got to be righteous. We're not going to go out and tell a lost person, or we're not going, let's take the fact, we're not going to go out and tell another Christian, we're not going to sugarcoat it to them. When BJ stands before us, the ones that are saved, even the lost, he's telling us. He's giving you the truth. He's sharing the truth. Whether it steps on your toes or it don't, he's giving you the truth. He's giving it with righteousness, just like we're called to do. Verse 16, it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The shield, folks. Let me tell you that shield that he's talking about. You can't have faith unless you know Jesus Christ himself. You can't have faith unless you know Jesus Christ himself. If you don't have a relationship with him, you ain't got faith. If you ain't been in that state where you've broke down and you've cried out to an almighty God and you begged him to save your soul, you don't have faith tonight. You say, how can I say that? Because when I put my faith in Jesus Christ, I'm believing in him. And if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you're not saved. A, admit. B, believe. C, confess. Our shield tonight is Jesus Christ. Above all. Why did it say above all? Why does it say above all? I believe because it's talking about Jesus. I believe because it's talking about that shield that Jesus provides, that shield of faith that he puts in our life to go out. He's able to quench all fiery darts. He's able to take away all the wickedness. He's able to take all the way. He's able to take all the evil away. Verse 17 says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. Folks, if we had helmets, let's take our military for example, they wear helmets. And most of their armor is not like this one where I put it on like I would a jacket. It's overhead, so you're putting it on. When they're putting it on, I would say most of the time, Brother Brent, you can correct me, that you're having your helmet off and you slip your armor on, then you put your helmet on. So the last thing that come was, and take the helmet of salvation. Folks, that helmet was important. That helmet's an important piece because it's part of salvation. But you got to have faith to get that salvation. You got to be able to believe in Jesus before you can get that salvation. So why did we put that armor on? Because we had to have faith. Why did we slip that armor on before we put on the helmet? Because we had to have faith first. We had to believe that God was real. We had to believe in Jesus. And then we were able to put our helmet on. And the sword of the Spirit. Folks, I love my job when it comes to the witness side part. Witness inside of it. And you say, you do that? You darn right I do. I don't care if it's in a policy that says I can't spread religion. I don't care if it's in there or not. Fire me. Because if it matters of me telling somebody about Jesus, and it's, I mean, they may be headed to the Lamar County Jail. They may be going in there for whatever reason. But if I got that whatever how many minute drive it is to there, and I can give them, tell them something about Jesus Christ, and it saves their soul, maybe I keep them out of there for a little bit longer. Maybe I get them off the streets and I don't run into them again. Maybe I pull them out of a bind when they don't know another way out. Maybe I speak to somebody that's talking about suicide and they're on the urge and they sit there and they're so close and next thing you know, you just say something about Jesus and they come out of it. Folks, I don't care how small you think a town is, and look, I mean, everywhere around here, Beaverton, Sulligent, Cruz, Gwinn, we're small areas. But if you could just see what goes on, if you could just capture my view of what happens in a small town. Folks, at 23 years old, there's probably some things I shouldn't see that I've already saw. There's things that happen at 23 years old that when I walk up to a scene, I just want to cry, but I can't. Because I'm there, because I'm the one that's supposed to be holding it up, supposed to be strong, supposed to be showing something for that one that's hurt. Folks, God said, armor up. There's not many days that I do walk out of my house not armored up. There's not many days that I do walk out, I'm not armored up, spiritually and physically. That should be the same for you. And you say, how am I going to armor up physically? Well, don't go out and buy you a piece of armor. But physically, you should be ready to carry that word of God. Physically, you should be ready to spread the gospel. Physically, you should be ready to do what God's called you to do that day. We should be prayed up. We should be studied up. We should be ready to give what God's given us. Make sure you got everything put on. Make sure you got everything put on. Like I said, I start with my boots first. Why do you start with your boots? Well, I don't look fat, but I'm a little chunky, and when I go to bend down with a belt on, it's hard to put my boots on. Put something on and try to bend down and put your shoes on. It gets a little hard. So put your shoes on first. Put your shoes on first. Not physically as well, though. Put them on spiritually. Start at the bottom and work your way up. Then girt them loins up with truth. Because I love it when I get out on my job and I'm talking to a grown man or a grown woman. And then they want to start lying. And I look at them and said, are you a kid? And they like to say no. I said, well, look, if you're a grown man or a grown woman, I expect the truth out of you. Folks, ain't nobody want to know that there ain't a hell, because there is. You can't sugarcoat that part, because when they die, you can't just tell them they're going in the ground. You got to tell them there's a heaven and there's a hell. Folks, you can't tell them when they die that all their good works, they're going to heaven. You can't sugarcoat it. If my works was going to get me to heaven, glory to God. But it's not. We got to tell them there is a heaven and there is a hell and there is only one way to get to heaven. There's only one way to get there. And that's through the blood of Jesus. That was shed on Calvary. Not only we're going to worry about our loins being girt, but then we're going to worry about our upper. We're going to get our breastplate of righteousness on. We're going to get our righteousness on. Verse 15, it says, put your feet, and your feet shall with preparation of the gospel of peace. Like I said, please put your shoes on first. I mean, if you want to go backwards, let's go. Verse 16 says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Like I said, you better get Jesus. You better make sure you didn't leave him at the house. You better make sure you didn't leave him set behind. You better get that shield. You better make sure you got it. If not, somebody's going to be burning. Something's going to be hurt. Something's coming after you. Because it says, you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Verse 17, it says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Folks, he said, take it. He said, take that helmet. As you walk out, grab that helmet, put it on. Grab it, put it on. Then grab that word. Grab that word. I don't care how much you know about the Bible. I don't care how much you know about the Bible. We can tell it all day long. There's some people that like to see it. They want to see it to believe it. Grab that word of God. And right before you step out, make sure you pray. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Verse 19, and for me the utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Folks, you do this, there ain't no doubt that you ought to be able to walk out and talk about Jesus Christ. There ain't no doubt that you ought to be able to go out and do your job. There ain't no doubt that you may be able to proclaim Jesus as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Folks, if it's a time that God needs to be put on the throne, it's today. If it's a time that He needs to be ruling over your lives and my life, it's today. If it's a time that God's name needs to be put in instead of taken out, it's today. Like I said, if it's against my policy to spread God's word, I'm breaking it. If it's against your policy at work to spread God's word to somebody, are you going to break it? What's more important, God or earthly things? Earthly desires, what's more important to you? Like I say, I love it when I get somebody in the back seat. I understand I get sob stories sometimes, and they want me to feel sorry for them. That's understandable. If I was going to jail, I'd want somebody to feel sorry for me too. But folks, when they get in there, and you can tell that they're at their lowest of lowest, they're in their lowest place. And they sit back in there and they're like, man, I have nothing else left for my life. Boy, I love it when they say that, because I say, yes, sir, you do. Yes, ma'am, you do. And boy, they start listening. So there's a man named Jesus who died for you. He's waiting on you with open arms. He loves you so much that He created you. It's amazing when I get to witness. It's amazing when they step out and they're like, thank you. I sure didn't need that. Because there ain't no more, I'm telling you folks, there's no telling how many times I've heard sitting there driving down the road and they say, man, if I could just end my life, it'd be a whole lot better. If I just end my life, I'm no good. I'm a dope head. I'm a drunk. I'm a child molester. I'm this, I'm that. There's nothing else left. Folks, there is something left, and spread it to these people. Man, you may work with them. I was talking to one of my friends the other day who's a state trooper. I said, man, it's rare that you bump into the same person time and time again. I said, man, I bump into the same folks every single day. And he's like, well, yeah, actually you do. I was like, yeah. I promise you guys, if you run into me, I hate writing tickets. And I'll say it. Yes, I write. I hate ruining somebody's day. I'd rather tell you the love of God than write you a ticket. I'd rather be able to help you out than ruin something in your life. I'd rather give you the truth I'd rather build you up than tear you down. Now, don't get me wrong, I do have a job to do. And sometimes that is being mean, is what people call it. But I'd rather be that stronghold in your life. There's nothing more than when I stand on a roadside or I'm transporting somebody and I just spread love of God. And you could be having a bad day and just running into somebody that loves Jesus and they just mention his name. Something about it just sounds even better. Folks, that question I asked you, are you ready for tomorrow if tomorrow comes? Are you ready for what's coming for the rest of the night? Is there something you forgot to put on this morning? You say, well, evening service is almost over and I'm going to go home. I won't need the rest of my armor for the night. How do you know you're going to make it to the house? How do you know you ain't going to run into something on the way home and you have to help somebody out and they may be at their wit's end, their day may be going bad, and you forgot a piece of your armor that helps them find Jesus? Or you're not able to speak boldly because in them last two verses it says, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me that I may open my mouth boldly. How many times have we all been in a place where when it gets time to spread God's word, we not open our mouth because we're not bold enough about it? If we was going to raise our hand, we'd all do it. Because we're just too ashamed or too shy to spread God's word, say something about God. To make known the mystery of the gospel. Folks, can you believe this Bible is a mystery to some folks? It's a mystery to some folks. Some folks didn't even know there was a God. And that's sad. Verse 20 says, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Folks, if you're forgetting a piece of your armor, I'd say tonight would be the night to find. If you're forgetting that faith part and that salvation part, I'd say tonight would be the night to find it. Folks, I wouldn't wait any longer before I found Jesus Christ. Like I said, we ought to be looking toward the eastern sky because he's coming. We're not promised this upcoming week. But if we get it, we need to thank him for it. Let us pray. God, I love you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you for the message that you laid, Father, in my life, Father, and I just pray right now as the music team comes forth, God, I just pray as each and every individual's in here, Father, I just pray we check our armor. Father, we check it out and make sure every piece is put on properly. Father, I pray right now each piece is put on with by you. Father, I pray we not put it on because we may forget it. Father, we may not put it on right, so God, I pray right now we come to you and allow you to put it on us. God, if there's a soul right now, Father, on the sound of my voice, Father, that don't know you, that's looking for that helmet of salvation and that faith tonight, God, I just pray you, whew, Lord, you send them forth, Father, that they come to know you before it's eternally too late. God, we love you. God, we thank you. Keep us safe. In Jesus' name, amen.